This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 after the hour, Monday, November 23rd. We got one more. This is the last full week of the month of November, and it's Thanksgiving week, and it's also National Adoption Day today, Victoria. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is off today. National Adoption Day, an effort to focus attention on the 125,000 children who are waiting to be adopted from foster care around our country. So a group of national partners, the Dave Thomas Foundation, he started Wendy's, Congressional Coalition on Adoption, Alliance for Children's Rights, and the Children's Action Network all founded this day. And let's see, the Freddie Mac Foundation encouraging seven cities back in 2000 to open their courts on or around the Saturday before Thanksgiving to finalize and celebrate some of these adoptions from foster care. So to fast forward to today, policymakers and practitioners and advocates collaborate to plan these one-day events in over 400 cities around the country. The dreams of 75,000 children in foster care have come true as part of the events of this day. So certainly it is significant. Those who were orphans or whatever, you don't even have to be from an orphan, just somebody gives you up for adoption. If right at birth, you don't, sometimes a lot of these people don't even know who their birth parents are.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. Kind of, imagine, put yourself there. Think about it for a minute. You know your parents, you love your parents, and oftentimes the people who are substitute parents, they aren't your biological parents, but they can be just as loving, just as proud, just as wonderful. You know, it isn't just sometimes the biological stuff that makes people want to love their offspring. And so, this is a fabulous adventure. Now, there are some people who decide, like you and your husband have decided not to have children. Because you didn't want to go through the birth problem? Would you have an adopted child? Or you just think it's better for you in this life not to have children?
For our lifestyle, we just decided that kids, and I always was open to adoption. I think it's wonderful. Two people very, very close to me are adopted, and I've always been very open to that. But
yeah,
it's just with our lifestyle and just with our careers and stuff, we're happy that, especially now with the pandemic,
yeah,
we see what our friends are struggling with little kids, and it's a lot.
Yeah.
And, having kids now is just, like my mom kind of didn't really understand it at first. But, pre-K is $40,000 if you live in Manhattan where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's like you're not even in kindergarten yet. You're at pre-K. So and daycare is the same amount. It's just, a lot of people my age are really struggling to make having a kid work for them, and usually they end up with just one kid.
Yeah.
So, because more than one is just, it's too much.
For those of you who remember the Ice Bucket Challenge, I remember the video, which is still on my YouTube channel, Doug Steffen YouTube channel. I guess it's Doug Steffen TV. I don't know. I haven't looked there for a long time because we haven't added things to it for a while. But this is a video about 4 minutes long of me out in the front yard of the farm with a 5-gallon bucket of milk that I poured on my head during this whole ice bucket challenge. And so now sad news about the fellow who actually put this idea together, Victoria.
Yeah, Pat Quinn, who's one of the co-founders of the viral ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, he passed away on Sunday at the age of 37. This Ice Bucket Challenge went viral in 2014. More than 17 million people did this Ice Bucket Challenge where you poured, it had to be really cold water with ice in it, and I did it, and it was...
Milk, man, that night, oof.
Well, but the good thing is that 2.5 million people donated to the ALS Association through this challenge. They raised $115 million, and they said it was the single largest episode of giving outside of a disaster or an emergency. So that was really wonderful. Pat Quinn, the person who... He was diagnosed, he was from Yonkers, New York. He was diagnosed at age 30 with ALS and fought bravely, according to all accounts, for the last 7 years. But this is, we had a very close family friend who passed away a few years ago from ALS, and what a horrific, horrific experience it is to go through this this disease. Oh, my God.
Archaeologists say they have found 2,000-year-old remains of two people who were frozen in time. This sounds like a slice of a movie. In the the movie The Last Days of Pompeii. Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
No, but because it freaks me out too much. But I saw this story that you're talking about. It was a man and his servant, I guess, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And they just like statues. And remember that movie, the Arnold Schwarzenegger paid the. It was a Batman movie. He played the Iceman.
Oh yeah,
froze everybody
Freeze,
in time. Yeah,
right?
Mr. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's that's how literal this is. These people were frozen. They couldn't escape, obviously, the volcano. So as it came upon them quickly, they were just enveloped by them. And I guess their remains, because there's no oxygen, are kind of spooky to look at.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking.
What amazed me about that is that how they were able to figure out the story of these two men. They knew that one of them was, and they dated his age, and I think he was in his 20s or something. And then the younger one was, they determined was a servant. He was about 18. They found that he had compressed discs in his back, and that's how they knew that he had done heavy lifting as a slave. It's unbelievable, like what the, what science can do, and the technology is just, it's really incredible.
Yeah, sure is. Hats off to Barack Obama, whether you like him or not. He wrote the book himself that now is breaking
by
a lot
hand.
Of sales records. Yeah, right. Yeah.
He wrote it by hand. I don't like writing anything on a post-it note at this point. I type everything, so it's crazy.
That's why there's no, people don't know how to spell anymore. They don't know how to write. There's nobody's teaching cursive writing in school, which I think is becoming a lost art. Some of the people I know, it's so beautiful to see nice penmanship in somebody's signature. That is, you know, kind of all not a, just a big scratch, but a, you know, it's a nice, it's just, I don't know, it feels good. Maybe it's an age thing, but I sure do like seeing some of the script. It's almost, as I say, a lost art. Also, a lost art is serving on juries. Jury duty. People are finding more ways to get out of jury duty. So you know what that means? It means that there are no jury trials, and a lot of courthouses around the country are having a problem. The pandemic up and down and sideways, some courthouses reopened, some people are still judges, and the people involved in various trials, I'm involved in one, judges on Zoom, along with all the people on both sides. It's kind of a weird thing, but that's how it's going on. Courts, though, in Hartford and San Diego and Norfolk, Virginia, are delaying jury selection for trials because too few people are responding. They're afraid of being around people in close circumstances. Some of the TV shows there, I saw, two last week, All Rise and Bull, both now having been done, shot since COVID started. And the jury room, there was plastic between each of the jurors. You know, and you can't, you know, there's no exchange. I think that's how the courtrooms look, actually. Judges in New York and other states declaring mistrials because people connected to the trials were testing positive for the virus. That's got to be a mess. How are you going to go through all
right.
of that stuff?
Well, that's the thing. If someone gets sick or even if they have no symptoms, but if they test positive, they have to stay quarantined. So then the whole trial gets thrown out.
Yeah,
and it's also horrible for people who are in jail right now, who are innocent and can't afford to make bail, and so now they just have to sit there even longer.
Isn't didn't I see something about, I was looking over here, what the pandemic has done for jails? All these people that are in jail are getting sick is like a petri dish for, you know, these jails. And so the justice system itself trying to figure how to have some kind of impact on jails and prisons, and law enforcement, but you can't get a speedy trial. A speedy trial is a joke in most areas. I'm involved in a suit, and it's been going on now for 14 months, and discovery and all kinds of other things. You know, we spend a lot of money, and it just goes on and on and on. And it's even worse because you can't really, now you can get time before a judge, but it's on Zoom. And so you look around and you see all these people, 1,000 inmates in jails around the country have died of COVID. Do you know that?
No, but I'm not surprised. Wow.
Yeah. And so with the police who are in, what are they called, prison guards? I guess they're policemen. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of them that have had it. Again, this is a closed environment. And most of the prisons are old. They don't have great ventilation. So it's something that is maybe not on people's minds, although weren't a lot of people getting released from jail because of
this
early on when it started? What happened to them?
That's true. Higher risk people, like if they were predisposed to, you know, certain conditions, like the preconditions thing that we talk about, the comorbidity. So some of those people have been released. So I don't know, and then they're at home under house arrest. But one of the things that I did read is that there's a lack of PPE for the prison guards, and that's one of the big problems. They don't have masks, enough masks or like N95 masks for people, and then for the prisoners as well. You know, they're all mixed in general population, so it makes sense that that we're seeing a lot of cases there.
Yeah. Well, the judges. A lot of federal judges, let's see, trials in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Denver, Colorado, suspending all jury trials because of the virus and not being able to get people, you know, if you can't get enough for a jury pool, what are you going to do? So now the backlog is longer and slower, and the case backlogs will pile up. This is not going to get fixed until probably the first of the year. And so video conferences are okay. But it's, you know, some of the lawyers are opposing them because it's harder to determine witness credit. How are you going to know if you don't look at the body language of the person who's either on trial or the witness? How do you know whether to believe them? You can't see their body language. I think that's a very important.
It is
element.
A big part of it. Yep, that's true.
Right. Yep. Under the circumstances. All right. Let me help you get your mind wrapped around what this week is all about. This is the beginning of the National Pig Out. People eat and eat and eat. Now, we know a lot of this eating has been going on since the COVID started because people have stayed home, they haven't exercised, the gyms haven't been open, whatever. So you put on the pounds, and now you're really going to put on the pounds because we all like to eat a big Thanksgiving meal. Hopefully you're going to have some people you can share it with. You don't have to worry about the obvious. But in terms of why it is that you need to put a stop to all this if you want to stay healthy. You got to eat and have enjoyment, but how about you lose weight at the same time? Calitrin will work as the yin and the yang here. You take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it counteracts all of the food that you've been eating because of the collagen protein, the enzymes that are in it. It helps to repair your body and cook out the fat, which is what you want to do. But it's the natural way. It's not, you know, you've got the ingredients in Calitrin. Not to make it go into the weeds, but it's a quick breakdown of proteins. The amino acids that are in your blood need to increase, and that's part of the natural ingredient here, so that you can become, not only move better and faster because it's good for your joints, but help you burn off the fat and lose the weight. That's what it's all about. Calitrin, the healthiest Freudian slip, but yes, your waist becomes smaller when you lose the weight. So it's weight loss and waist loss. Check it all out. Sign yourself up. Take advantage of the Thanksgiving special. You can buy as many of these bottles as you want. Share it with your friends, your family. Get them on the program. For every 4 you buy, you get 8. For every 10 you buy, you get 20. That sort of thing going on right now for Thanksgiving at toploss.com. And when you use the DJV card, you don't have to pay any shipping charges. So play with the big boys. Go to toploss.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
They're learning how to speak English or sing English. I wonder if it isn't like Jackie Chan, who doesn't understand a word of English. He just learns.
Some of the guys
lines.
Do. Yeah, they some do. Of the yeah. Some of the guys do speak English because they do the interviews. Some yeah. of them don't speak any English. One of them tends to be kind of like the lead spokesman because he's very fluent in English.
They're talking about the Korean group, South Korean group BTS. They dropped the second single off their latest album, B.E.
It's just B.
B. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This song we're listening to is called Fly to My Room. Three of the seven members actually co-wrote the song, which is a first for this bunch. And the song showcases BTS's versatility, so they say. The first single off B was Dynamite. Not Dynamite, but Dynamite. Which earned BTS their first number one single here.
You've probably heard this because this is like the theme song now to a Samsung smartphone commercial. This is everywhere now.
That's kind of dancey.
Oh, yeah. This gets in your head and it'll be in your head all day.
Yeah.
It's cute.
A lot of media coverage is centered on BTS's tightly choreographed dance routines and Instagram-worthy style. The boy band has long been one of the more confident vocal groups in the K-pop industry. What is K-pop? What does that mean?
Korean pop.
Oh, okay. Are there other groups like them over there?
Oh, it's a factory. There are millions.
Really?
It's crazy. It's such a...
Are they making it here?
There's a girl group called Blackpink who just did a duet on Gaga's recent album, and they're really good. Yeah, there are. I mean, but it's really nuts. Like, remember when we had all the boy bands here? It's like that over there now.
Ah, I got it. Okay, so all the girls love it then. In other words.
Oh yes.
Girls love that stuff. All right, so that's it. That's the BTS story for today. 25 and change at the hour on today's DJV program. Jennifer not here today. Victoria and I and you now with the Go-Go's. Releasing their documentary this coming winter. Interviews with Charlotte, Belinda, Gina, Kathy, and Jane. Part of the film focuses on the efforts they put together to write a new song called Club Zero, about female empowerment. They dropped the video track last Friday, directed by Allison Elwood. The documentary premiered at the Sundance Film Festival before it aired on Showtime during this past summer, when the pandemic made a wide theatrical release pretty much out of the question. The Go-Go's got the 2020 Critics' Choice Award for Best Music Documentary, as well as for the most compelling living subjects in the documentary. And we had on DVJ, good Doug. There you go. On DVD, also Blu-ray and digital platforms next February. And then next summer, the Go-Go's will embark on a North American tour, kind of promoting this documentary. Starting at San Francisco's Masonic Auditorium, they'll perform at other venues, kind of intimate places for fans across the U.S. Tour begins in June in San Fran, wraps up in Asbury Park, New Jersey, in mid-July. So those are the Go-Go's. I like We Got the Beat. I've always liked that song. Did you like that?
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. I love the Go-Go's.
We got the beat, we've got the beat. I could sing with the Go-Go's. Do you think?
Huh. Yeah. There's a reason they're an all-girl group.
Yeah, all the better. All right, so there are the Go-Go's. We're going to go. When we come back, we have the word of the year. Well, maybe we have the word. Plus, the Pope is on Instagram. That's next half hour here, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Great news, beauty lovers. Black Friday is starting earlier than ever at Ulta Beauty. Beginning Sunday, November 22nd, enjoy hundreds of Black Friday deals available all week long. Like 50% off the hottest products from Bare Minerals, Living Proof, and more. Or get 40% off eyeshadow palettes from Juvia's Place and Makeup Revolution. And we've made shopping easier, too. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty, the pop.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Politicians playing the defund the police movement to suppress racism in America have not considered the repercussions. The stark reality in New York City is clear. Congresswoman-elect Nicole Malliotakis of Staten Island tells Fox the one-party system in New York has failed.
Unfortunately, under one-party Democratic rule, we have seen crime skyrocket, murders, shootings, car thefts, burglaries are all up, quality of life has deteriorated, and the cost of living has gotten out of control. So we need to reverse this, and we do that by, first of all, dismantling those policies that Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, with one-party Democratic rule in Albany, have put in place that have made us less safe and put the criminals before the victims. And secondly, we need a property tax cap for New York City because homeowners can't afford it and are leaving in droves. 50% increase at least over the last 5 years since Mayor de Blasio has been in office.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The late game in the National Football League Sunday night had the defending Super Bowl champs avenging their only loss so far in the 2020 season. Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs went to Las Vegas and beat the Raiders 35-31. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid at the post-game press conference.
I've got Pat Mahomes, so I know you give me a minute and a half and I'm pretty good right there, you know. So we can roll. But I mean, there's a time and a place for that. That wasn't the situation for it, but... I thought we had plenty of time. You know, now if we didn't have enough time, I'd be sitting here probably telling you something different, but I thought we had enough time there to get rolling.
Raiders head coach John Gruden in his third year with the Southern Nevada team.
We've got to get these men out on the field and correct these problems, but I couldn't be more proud of our football team. And I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody. The effort that they've given us is tremendous. We've got to eliminate the penalties, and that starts with me.
And so at the other game Sunday, the Titans over the Ravens, 30-24. The Browns get to 7-3 after beating the Eagles, 22-17. A rare mistake by Green Bay in overtime. A lost fumble cost them the game at the Colts, 34-31. And the Jets stay perfect, Lee bad. After losing to the Chargers 34-28, Jets are 0-10 on the year. Monday Night Football has the LA Rams crossing the country and taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Hi, it is Monday. Victoria Keelan is here. The presence of Jennifer. At this point, she would be on her way to the radio station in Los Angeles where she does the morning program with another goofball. All right, radio needs goofballs. Where would we be if it weren't for people like me? I'm a little goofy. Not a lot goofy, but just a little goofy. I think you got to have a little goofiness in order to make it work here, right? For people to pay attention to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no?
Sure.
All right. The word of the year. Normally, the Oxford Dictionary, it's called, the official title is the Oxford Dictionary of the English Language. The folks at Oxford, then there's usually a new word that comes out in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Of course, there aren't dictionaries anymore. There aren't even any Roger thesauruses. They're just are of sites. And these things, you know, show up online. And so the people at Oxford said they've been studying what's been going on this year, as they usually do, the English department over there. My daughter was a member of the English department at Oxford. She was a student there. And so they've said this year it's different. Rather than choosing a single word, the Oxford English Dictionary has highlighted the impact of the virus on our language. So how about that? They are not picking a word of the year. You know, there's a different sort of thing. We have things that happen. In recent years, it's been unfriend was a new word. Vape was a new word. Selfie was a new word. You know, those sorts of things. Toxic. It took on a different meaning. But now it's climate emergency. things like that that have
taken. I'm surprised dumpster fire didn't make it.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much how everyone's described 2020 so far.
Yeah, it is, right? I mean, think about it. What has happened this year with our language as much as anything else? So
work
here's
from home,
one.
Which is now just, you know, WFH. Like, that's what people say.
Right.
You know, people don't
right.
even say work from home anymore.
No.
Remote learning, distance learning, social
distancing. LMK, you know, stuff like that. Let me know. So now here's a phrase, Blur's Day, that they're talking about, the coinage of the way the week blends together. It's not Monday, Tuesday. Maybe we should think about it. I don't know that I've heard that phrase before. Have you? Blur's Day?
No, I have not heard that.
Okay, let's see here. Doom scrolling is another word. You've heard
that's
that one?
A big one. That's a huge one. Oh,
how
yeah.
do you use
that's,
it?
Basically, doom scrolling is when you wake up in the morning and you just you get your phone out and you just start reading all the headlines, and one headline is worse than the other, and they call that doom scrolling. So you have to just, like, put your phone away because it's all bad news.
mm-hmm. Juneteenth.
Well, we know about Juneteenth.
Yeah. But that's one of the phrases. That's a phrase, not necessarily a word, right? I don't think.
Well, it's a holiday, but...
Yeah, well, but something that's come to mind more this year, apparently. The increased use of in-person retronyms. You know what a retronym is?
No.
All right, a retronym is an old term for something new.
Okay, like what's
landline.
An example?
For landline. Is an example. I guess it apparently has a different... I don't know, landline was what we used to call a phone. What do they call? What does that apply to now?
It's a phone. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Something else here. Anyway, I guess what happens, you know, because I was an English teacher I got a degree in speech and that kind of stuff. So it's important. You and I are kind of nutty about this. People say, what difference does it make? Spell it the way it sounds. And so how do you have a tradition? I mean, I don't know how to answer that question, frankly, except that I would like to keep the language pure, like I'd like to keep a lot of other things.
Well, proper grammar is proper grammar, and
why? You know what I'm saying. People say, you know what I mean. What difference does it make whether it's a proper grammar or not? One of the things that drives me nuts is you and me versus you and I, that kind of stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
Here's another new lumber sexual.
Oh, that's like... Yeah, that's people who like lumberjacks. It's women who are attracted to lumberjacks, like that.
Really?
Woman. Yeah, if you're lumbersexual, yeah.
Well, it's like people who are attracted to uniforms, police, women like women, women like men in
I don't know what the word for that
or,
is. I don't know what the name for that is. But, like, you know, you heard throughout the
police
pandemic.
Police sexual?
No, throughout the pandemic, we heard about Cuomo sexual because Andrew Cuomo became like the crush of women across America.
Really?
So, there are t-shirts that say Cuomo sexual.
Really?
Oh, yes. Chelsea Handler is like dying to date him now.
Really?
He's
married though, isn't he?
No, Andrew's not married. He's single. Oh. The governor, he's single.
Really? Chelsea Handler, I think they'd be a good match. Interesting.
I think they'd be a great match.
Yeah. So she made it known?
She lives in L.A. Oh, she's made it known, and he's commented that he's not leaving. He said he was very flattered. He loves Chelsea, but he's not leaving New York, and she lives in L.A. So, although she's from North Jersey, so she does come back here. All her family's in Jersey. So it could happen.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yep. All right, here's the story of Rita Martins. You don't know Rita? She's 36 years old. And she wants to become a police officer. She's gone to the academy. She has trained. She actually now is a TSA employee, but she wants to be a police officer. So she's applied to become a police officer in a couple of towns around here where I am. And she's been told that she was too old. 36 is apparently too old to become a police officer.
See,
so
that's a fundamental problem, because I feel like, don't know, when I
What's
turned 36, I felt like I was a lot smarter than I used to be.
Yeah,
like,
and we can certainly use a lot more smart police officers, to be sure.
Right.
Yeah. Why is that? Who made up that rule?
I've never heard of that. I don't know.
state law in Massachusetts, you cannot apply if you're over 35. You can't even take the civil service exam.
That's nuts.
It is crazy. Right. So she's gone right to the floor of the town meeting where she lives, in the town where she lives, and said to them, I want to be a police officer. Here are my credentials. She's smart. She's strong. She lives in the community, and she wants to be a police officer. And she's, you know, it's capped at 35. In some communities, capped at 32, which seems even more crazy. You have, you can be smarter. You can be in shape. Look at, lots of women are in better shape than men are in their 30s and 40s, to be sure. How many fat cops have you seen around? I see them all the time. I think it's disgusting. How do you chase somebody down if you're too fat to run? So, anyway, I'm for her, and anybody else that wants to be a police officer. Shouldn't be an age thing. It should be physical stamina. It should be a psychological test. It should be all kinds of things. Do you know the law? And, you know, instead of some of these people that are just out of school, they have no life experience. What does a 21-year-old know about life? Nothing. Nothing, nothing. And that's, excuse me, how you make a good police officer, in my estimation, is knowing about life and how to handle things. But this is, especially we're talking about needing more police, or not more, but better police, better trained, mm-hmm. pay them yep. more, get people with life experiences, get people who want to go in and pay them. What's a good starting salary for, what, $60,000, $70,000 a year for somebody like that? Good teachers should make that much money when they start.
Well, we don't pay our teachers enough either.
No, we don't. No, it's another
huge problem.
Yep. Yep. And that's why we have what we have.
You know, it's amazing. We put so much on our teachers. Teachers buy their, how many times every year do we hear teachers are buying school supplies with their own money for their kids in the classroom?
All the time it happens. Yeah.
We expect teachers to completely shape and mold a new generation of Americans, and yet we treat teachers like crap, and we don't pay them what they're worth. And now, like during the pandemic, everybody, the teachers got to get back in the classroom. Oh, so we also want them to risk their own personal safety when they have families at home that they have to take care of. It is unbelievable to me. I would never want to be a teacher, because why would you want to sign up? Back when you were doing it, and I don't want to say how long ago it was, but back when you were doing it,
it was in the 60s and 70s.
There was a much different attitude towards teachers than there is now. So it's, I don't know anyone who, I have two very good friends who are teachers right now who are my age, and they both work in private schools, which is better than working in a public school, but it's amazing what parents put on them. Like, it's their responsibility to basically raise someone else's child. It's incredible. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it really
is. For not a lot of money.
Yep, that's true. All right. By the way, I'm going to ask this question now, and we'll think about it. How much does the Pope get paid? I want to talk about the Pope.
I don't know.
And what he's been all over. There's a lot of fun attached to this. But see if we can find out how much the Pope gets paid. In the meantime, 44 after, on today's DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, taking care of our body with Calitrin. Taking care of our mind with Prevagen. Interesting. They end with A-N's. Like Stefan. How about that? Stefan and Prevagen. Stefan and Calitrin. All right. Take care of your brain. Seriously. Add the proven brain health supplement. Prevagen is all natural. A lot of great stuff, including a lot of vitamin D, which is great for your brain. Add that to your daily routine. Because you want to have, as you get older, you want improvement. Cognitive impairments, we all have that problem. I forget names sometimes, stuff like that. Your mother, Fancy Nancy, Victoria, I'm sure, says, I forgot this, that, or the other thing. There's nothing wrong with your brain. Your brain's just getting a little soft as you get older. So help it out. Get Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life.
how to increase your patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people tell me that they struggle with patience, I say, that's because you practice impatience. And that's true for you as well, if you're generally impatient. You master what you practice, and the great thing about practicing patience is that life naturally provides you with many, many opportunities to practice it. So here are three things you can do to become more patient. First, become aware of situations where you're offered opportunities to practice it. Second, do whatever you can to delay instant gratification. For example, if you find that your leg is itchy, take a few moments to breathe in deeply a couple times before you reach to scratch it. Third and finally, allow yourself to get very comfortable saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this. In fact, those three steps, becoming aware, delaying gratification, and saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this, will help you increase your patience in less time than you might expect. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
All right, so let's find out what the heck the Pope is doing. First of all, how much does he get paid, Victoria?
What do you think?
I don't think they even pay him. I think they give him stipend, and they give him food, and they give him a place to live, and those cool clothes. What else does he need?
Car? No stipend. No salary, no stipend, nothing. He has all of his travels paid for. His wardrobe is minimal at best, let's say. Except, didn't the last Pope wear the Prada shoes, right? He got flack for wearing the red Prada loafers.
Yeah.
So that is the answer. Because of the professed vow of poverty, the Pope does not make any
money. But how much do priests and those guys get paid? Or they get a lot of help from people who support the church, I think. I remember that.
That is true.
A friend of mine. Yeah. They used to supply him with cars and stuff. So now the Vatican seems to have set about an investigation of how the Pope's Instagram account liked a photo of a Brazilian model who didn't have too many clothes on.
Yep.
Right? This is Natalia Garabato. She is a model. And she was in a revealing lingerie outfit, and it was like from the Pope's official
account. Yeah, they don't know how that happened.
Oh, come on. The photo
was
captured.
Somebody works for the Pope. I don't think it was the Pope himself. I think there are a bunch of different people who run his Instagram account. Yeah. Somebody on that account, I don't know, maybe it was an intern. I don't know. Somebody liked it.
All right, who's the big winner last night in the American Music Awards?
Taylor Swift. Yeah, Taylor Swift took home the top prize of the night. That was Artist of the Year. And she also won Music Video of the Year and Favorite Female Pop Artist. She holds the record for the most American Music Awards by a single artist. She has 32 awards now. The Biebs, he performed his new song with Shawn Mendes, which will debut tomorrow. And a lot of good performances. Katy Perry with Darius Rucker, and J-Lo was also hitting the stage.
It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nobody will remember this, so we'll make sure we get the info out there fast. Movie Moments with Chuck Curry on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug. Music from Back to School. It would be nice if we could play that and people would actually get back to school. In the meantime, Chucker, what do we have going on here?
Yeah, just noticing yesterday was Rodney Dangerfield, the late Rodney Dangerfield's birthday, born November 27, 1921, passed away October 5th, 2004. I was a big fan. And I thought the movie Back to School he did in 1986 was as good a star vehicle for any comic ever produced. I mean, I remember sitting in a movie theater in 86. I saw that movie multiple times. People absolutely adored every frame of that film. He was amazing company for the 2-hour running time. And I want to tell you a quick story. I did a revival of that film a few years ago. So every time I did a revival at the theater I'm involved in, I always did a Facebook post. So I said we were doing it, and this guy responds on the Facebook, and he says, I hope you have a good turnout. His name was Steve Kamen. He goes, I hope you have a good turnout. I wrote the film. So I clicked on his profile. He lived in New Jersey, and it was him. So I said, hey, Steve, not thinking he would do it, I said, why don't you take a drive into Strasbourg and come and introduce it? And then about 5 minutes later, he said, okay. So I said, okay, show up at, I think the revival was like 7 o'clock. I said, show up at 6, we'll talk, and then you'll talk about it. He said, okay. So 6 o'clock comes, he walks through the door, and he was an awesome dude. He was one of the head writers of WKRP in Cincinnati. He was a main player on Newhart the first 2 seasons. He had tremendous stories. He co-wrote that film with Howard Ramis. And then after the film was over, he said to me, I'm going to text Howard Ramis' son right now, because Howard Ramis just passed away, and tell him you guys did this. He'll be really happy. And that was a really good memory in my mind. He could not have been a nicer person, and I had no idea that off a Facebook post he actually would drive and introduce it, but he did, and he wrote that. Remember the Dean Martin character joke in that movie? He wrote that joke, and he was a good guy, so just wanted to say
cool.
that.
Very cool.
Did you tell me to be quiet while you told that story? Did I do a good job being quiet?
You really did. Now, if you could keep that up for the next couple of years, I'd appreciate it.
Have you seen the Showtime overview of Belushi's life? Have you seen that it started last...
No.
I think it started over the weekend. Well, it's pretty... apparently, there's a collage of all kinds of interviews with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they did it. Yeah, they got into it.
It's called
his wife gave archived footage that's never been released before. That's what
right.
I read.
Yeah. So I wonder if it would be fun to watch. I found I had love and not love for him. I thought he was hysterical in the old days when SNL was actually funny. He added so much to that show, and then like most of the people that were on there, they became movie stars, and then that's when he couldn't handle it. And he pretty much destroyed himself. By the time you have the Blues Brothers, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I know.
And,
yeah.
It's too bad because, but he was such an interesting character. What an interesting.
A lot of creative minds have a lot of, they're damaged people, and he clearly was a damaged person.
Oh,
but creatively, very
super.
Good. I just want to point out how the state of theaters right now, this really sums it all. The number one movie this weekend, Doug, was Freaky, the horror comedy with Vince Vaughn. $1.4 million.
Because it looks like it could be good.
I hear it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So listen, it's $1.4 million. Last year, same time, Frozen 2, $136 million opening weekend. Think about that.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I mean, there's really not much else to say other than just laying that out there. The state of movie theaters is in a really, really, really bad.
One quick question, though, Chuck. When we talked about Wonder Woman being the big release on Christmas Day, that will be in theaters and exclusively on HBO Max. Do you have to pay extra to HBO Max, or is it just if you're
not
a subscriber, you get it?
No, you do not.
Wow.
Just
that's huge, because Mulan was $30 a show.
How much does it cost to have... Yeah, I think I have it, but I don't know how much it costs, HBO Max.
$14.99. $14.99 a month.
Maybe I don't. It was part of the package I get with Fios. I know I have a lot of HBO shows on. I'm watching, as a matter of fact, The Undoing, which has turned out to be quite an interesting. If you didn't see the latest episode, I won't give it away. But it's really quite a... it puts Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant in very different roles from what you've ever seen them in before. It's really...
Does anybody watch network TV anymore?
I was watching NCIS last night. It was a horrible night, so I watched a couple hours of TV, and NCIS was on. Yeah, NCIS Los Angeles, too. Good stuff. NCIS has its 400th episode, I think, tonight or tomorrow, which tells you 10 million people are watching that show still, on average, every week.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.